This is the Church of God of Carmichael Sunday Morning Gospel Podcast.
A moment and look to the Lord. Our great God and our Father, again, Lord, we come to you in prayer. Father God, Lord, it looked like, Lord, we pray so often, dear God, and it's because, Lord, we need you. God, you told us, Lord God, to Father God, pray always. And my God, Lord, our prayer is, Father, because we realize our weakness, we realize our insufficiency. And my God, Lord, we pray that you would bless those things that are expressed on this morning. Father, those that know not God, might they, Father God, Lord, be awakened. Might they be stirred, dear Lord. Father, to realize that there is a loving God that is concerned about their soul. My God, help us as the church, dear God. Father God, Lord, that we would live the type of life that you're calling for us to, Lord, in such an evil time. My God, Lord, the times in which we live, we have to be able to meet the need, Father God, of this time. So help us, Lord, to do just that. Bless us one and all, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We invite you to study out of the word of the Lord with us as we turn our Bibles to the book of Matthew. Matthew, the 9th chapter. Amen. And we're going to have Brother Jason, if he would read for us. I think the last time I had a little difficulty hearing as he's reading, so I don't know if it's the audio or you need to read a little louder. I don't know, my brother, but I want to be able to follow you, okay? All right, Matthew, the 9th chapter, and let us start reading here at the 9th verse on down to the 13th verse. Matthew 9, 9 through 13.
And as Jesus passed forth from thence.
Oh, yes. And as Jesus passed forth from thence.
He saw a man named
Amen.
Matthew.
He saw a man. Come on.
Named Matthew.
Yes.
Sitting at the receipt of custom.
Yes.
And he said unto him.
He said unto him.
Follow me.
Follow me.
And he arose.
And he arose.
And followed him.
And he did follow Jesus. Come on.
And it came to pass.
And it came to pass.
As Jesus sat at meat in the house.
As Jesus sat at meat in the house.
Behold.
Amen. Which house are we talking about here? There was an incident. Amen. Which a man was sick of the palsy. We'll see that in the first verse there. Amen. He was sick of the palsy. A very sick man. Amen. And they had to bear him up. Amen. And many people, they gathered around to see what would happen because, amen, they brought him to Jesus because they wanted Jesus to heal the man. Amen. And what happened was that Jesus, he healed this man. Amen. And then he went to the man's house. Amen. And as he sat there at the man's house, what happened there, my brother?
Many publicans and sinners.
Many publicans and sinners, amen, they came around, amen, and I want you to know a little bit about publicans. They were somebody, amen, that the children of Israel, they were not very pleased with these people, amen, because many of them, amen, they were Jews themselves. Many of them, amen, they were of the Hebrew themselves, amen, and what happened is, amen, they took up the job of collecting taxes, amen, and they were very hard on their own people, and the children of Israel, they didn't like them, they scorned them, amen, but these people, they came and they sat down with Jesus, amen, and not just the publicans, but the Bible says sinners came. He named the type of sinner, amen, in the publicans, amen, but there were others that came. amen, in our mind, amen, when we said sinners, amen, it could very well be, amen, those, amen, that drank. Amen, if we brought it into our day and time, amen, people that were drug addicts, amen, people, amen, that walked the street at night, amen, all of them, they came, amen, and they gathered around Jesus. One thing about Jesus, amen, wherever he went, he drew people. Come on, I want you to stay with me now. Amen. Wherever he went, amen, he drew people. Amen. And listen, we are representatives of Jesus. We're representatives of him. Amen. But there's a reason why, amen, Jesus, he drew people the way he did. Amen. There was a certain mindset that Jesus had. It was a certain interaction that he had with people. Come on, read, my brother.
And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners?
Why would your master sit here and eat? Come on.
But when Jesus heard that,
come on, he said, amen, why would your master's what?
Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners?
Okay, why is it that your master would eat with publicans and sinners? Come on.
But when Jesus heard that,
he
said unto them,
they that behold need not a physician.
Need not a physician.
They don't need a physician. Amen. Those, amen, that are not sick, they don't need a physician. Those that don't have ailments, they don't need a doctor. Amen. But it's those that are sick, they are the ones that need a doctor. You ask a question, amen, I'm going to give you an answer. You want to know why I sit down, amen, with the publicans and sinners? Amen. Because people need the Lord. People need the Lord. I want to use for a title, amen, on this morning, Jesus, a friend of sinners.
Amen.
Jesus, a friend of sinners. You know, amen, these Pharisees and Sadducees, amen, they begin to look at Jesus, and they made the statement about Jesus, amen, that he was a friend of sinners. Amen. It was not meant as a compliment. It was meant, amen, to degrade him. As a matter of fact, even Jesus himself, amen, they said that he was a gluttonous man and a wine bibber. Amen, we know that was not true. But, amen, their thought was, amen, we want, amen, to put a bad spin on this man. But you know what? I'm so glad that they recognized that he was a friend of sinners. See, amen, if he wasn't a friend of sinners, amen, we would not be saved today. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. If he was not our friend, we would not be saved today. Because there are many people that did not like us, did not want to be around us. Amen. Thought, amen, these are not the type of people that I want to be around. But Jesus, he came seeking for us. He came seeking for us. Amen. And that very thought of Jesus being a friend of sinners, amen, it has grown so much among us, amen, we've even created songs. Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. Jesus, he's my friend. I'm so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. There is not a friend like Jesus. Patient, tender, kind, and true. If you'll be a friend of Jesus, he'll be a friend to you. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and our griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Amen. They didn't like Jesus sitting down, amen, with the prostitutes and drunkards and amen, and the lepers, the untouchables of the society. As a matter of fact, amen, Jesus, he did the most politically wrong thing, and that was, amen, that he was friend of these people. How would you feel if you sat down with the drunkards out there on the streets? Talking to the women of the night. You see, amen, someone who's strung out on drugs. And then one of the saints walk by and they see you. How would you feel? But I'm going to tell you, Jesus, he scoffed at the way people looked at him. Amen. He sat down, amen, and they didn't like it. Amen. But Jesus, he sat down and he was laughing and talking with the sinners. Having lunch with them, brother. Amen. Brother, listen, in my culture, amen, perhaps it would have been fried chicken, watermelon, amen, yams, amen, pinto beans. Among the Hispanics, I don't know. Amen, black beans and rice. Amen, chimichangas, I don't know. Is that an American thing? come on. Tortillas, burritos. And some of us, amen, that's looking out, amen, we're health conscious. Perhaps you would have sat down, amen, and gave Jesus, amen, a good hearty salad. But anyway, amen, Jesus, he sat down with anybody. The down and out. And the in and out. He sat down with them. Amen. And he befriended them. Amen. He let them know. Amen. Listen, I'm here for you. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something the Bible tells us. Amen. He that would have friends, we got to show ourselves friendly first. We got to be friendly. Amen. Don't you talk about, amen, those that, amen, you come across. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. Even our children.
Yeah. That's right.
So, many times when children, amen, they get up, amen, and they get older and they leave the church, amen, one thing they, one complaint they have, amen, is that, amen, this or that one never spoke to me, never spoke to me, never spoke to me. But yet when I come back, they want to tell me about the Lord. They said, I don't want to hear it. Not from them. Not from them. We gotta have the mind like Jesus. We gotta have a mind like him. Amen. A heart like him. You know, some people, they're viewed as a lost cause. But God loves every lost cause. There is nothing impossible with God. Amen. Jesus, he'll go wherever. Amen. We can't go. Jesus will go there. I believe I heard a sister, amen, mention, amen, there she was in the shower, taking a shower. Amen. Jesus, amen, began to talk to her, amen, about her soul.
Amen.
You can be in the shower. You can be in the drug house. You can be, amen, on Wall Street, making your investments and trading stocks. Amen, Jesus, he'll come, amen, and he'll find you there.
Amen.
He'll find you. He'll find you there. Amen. Where did you stop reading, my brother?
Verse 13.
Okay, read that 13th verse again.
But go ye and learn what that meaneth.
Amen. Read 12 and 13. No, 11, 12, and 13, because I want to get the thought.
And when the Pharisees saw it.
And when the Pharisees saw it.
They said unto his disciples.
They said to disciples.
Why eateth your
why
master
do
with
your
publicans
master,
and sinners?
Amen. Eat with publicans and sinners. Amen. He's supposed to be a man of God. He's supposed to be holy. He even call himself the Son of God. Amen. But yet he'll sit there. Amen. And eat with publicans and sinners. Amen. People. Amen. That we won't even be around. But there he is with them. Amen. But 12, my brother.
But when Jesus heard
but
that.
But when Jesus heard that.
He said unto them.
He said to them.
They that behold need not a physician.
Listen.
But they that are
but
sick.
But they that are sick. Amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you. Amen. Jesus, he was blessing them at this point. Jesus had a certain way that he dealt with sinners. But he had a certain way that he dealt with religious folks. See, because, religious folks have a tendency of having their nose in the air and, amen, thinking that they are more than the other person, amen, that they're so righteous, amen, that they can look down on others. God don't want us to be like that at all. Not at all. Even us as a church, amen, we got to be careful, amen, how we view people. How we view them. Jesus, amen, he went into blast mode at these Pharisees. Amen, he said, listen, I'm going to tell you something. They that behold need not a physician, but they are sick. Amen. Don't you understand that? Listen, you've gone to school, amen, and you've studied, amen, the law. You're supposed to be quite educated, amen. But don't you realize, amen, that those that are sick, they're the ones that need a physician, amen. And those that are sinners, they are the ones that need God. Don't you understand that? Come on, let's hear how he blasts them some more. Come on, verse 13.
But go ye and but learn what that meaneth.
And you go and learn what that means.
I will have mercy.
I will have mercy.
And not sacrifice.
And not sacrifice.
For I am not come to call the righteous.
See, I need to break this down to you. I am not come to call the righteous.
But sinners to
but
repentance.
But sinners to repentance. We attempt to reduce God to our way of thinking. See, we have our own ideas about what God is like. We have formed this picture of God, amen, and that God, amen, is that a thunderbolt throwing, amen, immortal, amen, that wants to strike down everybody that's not living right. Woo. Woo. You've been looking at too much Thor and Odin and Captain America. Yes, sir, brother. Hercules. God far beyond those fable mythologies. Far beyond that. He told them, amen, I want you to understand something. Amen. I can't help people who don't know they're sinners. Jesus met with sinners because, amen, they were the ones that needed a friend. And he was a friend to sinners. As a matter of fact, the plan of salvation is based in grace. That's what he came here for, to save sinners. It's based in grace. Amen. People that were not worthy. People who could not give back. So the scripture tells each and every one of us, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. God don't want any of us feeling like I got saved on my own merit. I got saved because I did this. No, you didn't. It was purely the grace of God.
That's right.
None of us were worthy of getting saved. No, none of us. All of us stink in the nostrils of God. I don't like you saying that about me, Brother Dukes. I'm sorry.
That's the truth, though.
The Bible says, amen, if you were a churchgoer every Sunday, the Bible said about you, all your righteousness is but filthy rags.
Amen.
There is none good, no, not one. You're gonna stare me down, huh? The entire plan of salvation was designed for sinners.
Amen.
See, listen, God needs sinners. Salvation needs sinners, amen, as its raw material to show its workmanship. Let me say it again. Salvation needs sinners. Not people that think they are so righteous.
Right.
Salvation needs sinners.
Amen.
As raw material. So God can show his stuff. It needs the lost, the filthy, the unsaved, so God can show his power. And I'm going to tell you, amen, I don't care how far, how deep you were in sin, amen, the power of God, amen, it can reach, amen, until the lowest hell. Pick you up. Amen. When it looks like God can't reach you, the arm of God just extends further and further and further and pull you up. No wonder the song poet said, he's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. No wonder he said that. Jesus came to people who couldn't carry the load anymore. He came to people who were hurting. I was hurting when I came to God. I was 15 years old, but I was hurting. I needed him. And there was a longing in my soul because I wanted to be right. And that's what happens with sinners. Amen. Whether they are ready to come to God or not, there's a longing to be right. Many of them, they'll go to churches, babbling, because they want to worship God, but it's not in man how to do it. God, he's looking for people whose spiritual backs are broken. He couldn't do a thing with the Pharisees. You know why? Because they didn't think they were sinners. Now listen, amen, don't get me wrong. The Bible says, whosoever born of God does not commit sin. His seed remains in him and he cannot sin because he's born of God. But we need to be careful, amen, that we that profess to have God, amen, we don't have attitudes. Right. See, amen, I don't believe in the saints being shady. Right. And people, they trip it all over us. But I thought you said you was saved. Why are you talking to me? Why are you talking to me like that? Why are you laughing at those jokes? Well, glory. He's a friend of sinners. Amen. He is a friend of sinners. Amen. And God help us. Amen. That break what breaks God's heart. Amen. God help us that it break ours. When God sees a soul out there, amen. We have the same perspective as God does. Because it's easier, amen, to look at somebody, amen, and to laugh at their plight, laugh at their situation, amen. But God, amen, his concern is, amen, I'm not willing that any should perish, anybody, but that all come to repentance. Everybody come to repentance. Amen, and that should be ours. Lord Jesus, use me. And oh Lord, don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do. Amen. The idea of us going out and witnessing, amen, to souls, it is not just to a faithful few, but it's for all of us that are saved. One of the brothers mentioned, that it is a ministry for us all. Amen. It's not just for the pastors. It's not just for those, the title of the minister. Amen. But each and every one of us, we have the ministry of reconciliation. Woo. Whew. All right, Isaiah 53. Dix, I'll be glad when you sit down. You're going to have to wait for a little bit, okay? Numbers, Isaiah 53. Yeah, I told you, I wasn't feeling well the last time. Can you tell? Can you see the difference now? Isaiah 53 and 12.
Therefore will I divide him.
The Bible says, therefore will I divide him
a portion with the great.
A portion with the great.
And he shall divide the spoil.
And
with
he
the
shall divide the spoil. Come on.
With the strong.
With the strong. Come on.
Because he hath poured out his soul unto
he
death.
He poured out his soul unto death.
And he was numbered with the transgressors.
And he was numbered with the transgressors.
And he bare the sin of many.
He bare the sin of many.
And made intercession for the transgressors.
He was numbered with the transgressors. Not only, did he go to, their house, and sit down with them, he was numbered with the transgressors. Even, I'm going to tell you something, from the very time that he was born. When they did the census, Herod, right? He was after him. And numbered, amen, him. We want him. We want him. We want that baby boy. He was numbered from the very beginning. Amen. But listen, even when the Jews were presented with Jesus, and Barabbas, it was asked them, who do you want? And they said, we want Barabbas, but we want you to get rid of that man, Jesus. He was numbered. Convicted by the Jewish people. They reprobated him as something more, abominable than a transgressor, as a thief and a murderer. Because Barabbas, he excited sedition. And when they put him in competition with Jesus, they were like, You make him, you put him on the list of sinners. See, because, we know you're about to crucify, and you have your names, you have your list of names, that who you're going to crucify, and we want you to take Barabbas off, and we want to put you, want you to put Jesus on.
That's right. Amen.
Numbered. He was numbered with the transgressors. But you know why he was numbered with the transgressors? As far as God was concerned, that when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Amen.
He was put on that list that we can be put on the list for heaven.
Amen.
He allowed himself to bear our sins. That our sins, can be taken off us, we can have on his righteousness. He was holy, written among the holy. We were guilty and we were numbered among the guilty. But he transferred his name from heaven and be put on, the world's blacklist. And ours was taken from, being indicted, foul and filthy, and was written on the roll. Amen. In the Lamb's book of life. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen.
All our sins and our griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Amen. What a friend we have. Every problem, every issue that we have, I thank God that, he don't look at us the way men look at us. Because sometimes people get tired of our complaining. It's just human. you're talking about the same thing. It's just true. Don't be looking at me like you're so righteous. Because some people, they come with the same thing over and over again. It looked like that they have no victory. And they come to the pastor again. Brother Dave, I want to talk to you about what I've talked to you about 40 times already in the year. And you don't know how else, amen, to answer them. You twisted and turned it around and flipped it and thrown it up and amen and kicked it amen and brought it back up, amen. And you don't have any other way. And then the pastor, see, he's like, God, give me grace. But you know what? Amen. When you've worn out the pastor, when you've worn out your friend, when you've worn out, the counselor, amen, there is one that you can go to. Oh, friend Jesus, here I am again. God, I want to stay saved. God, I need you. Lord, keep me. What a friend we have. What a friend. What a friend. All that we have, sin and all, it goes to Jesus. And all that Christ has come to us. His righteousness, his blood, everything, amen, that he have, amen, he's bequeathed to us his glory, and we are kings anointed too, because Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. And I'm going to tell you, amen, God, he put off himself, amen, and fashioned himself as a man so he can meet us where we are. You wonder, amen, how is it, amen, that God reaches the mentally infirmed? You wonder how God reaches the mentally infirmed. How he reaches someone, amen, who's at the very peak of their high. I mean, they're just stoned. God can talk to them. God finds you in your dark and your lonely, lonely, lonely place. And your sin is not an obstacle to God. I heard one brother say, listen, amen, God is not intimidated by your sins. Amen. He ain't intimidated by your sins. Your tattoos don't intimidate God. You can come in here looking like a mural for all God is concerned. It don't intimidate him. Your drugs, your gang banging, it don't intimidate God. Amen. And your financial status don't intimidate God either. You think you something, God said you're nothing. But he knows how to reach you. He knows how to reach you. Proverbs 27 and 6. We're about to wind this up. Proverbs 27 and 6.
Faithful are the wounds of a friend.
Now listen, the Bible says faithful are the wounds of a friend.
But the kisses of an enemy.
But the kisses of an enemy
are deceitful.
Are deceitful. Amen. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Amen. A friend will tell you when you are right and when you're wrong.
That's right.
Now, Jesus, he's a friend of sinners. A real friend will hurt your feelings if necessary, amen, to get you right. Don't you think that somebody, amen, is, amen, such a deep friend to you, amen, and they see you going wrong, and amen, and they won't tell you that you're going wrong. Because even if you don't like it, and you should have the mindset, tell me anyway.
Amen.
It hurt, but tell me. I was offended, but tell me. I may have gone off on you, but tell me anyway. Because I'll come back. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. He's a friend of sinners. Now, we're about to get to the gist of something. He's a friend of sinners, but he is not a friend of your sin.
Right.
He loves the sinner, but he does not love the sin.
Amen.
That's why, amen, the scripture says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Amen. He is a friend of sinners. Amen. He will talk to you. Amen. But he does not like your sin.
Right.
Because, amen, the Bible still says in 1 Corinthians 15:33, amen, evil communications corrupt good manners. The Bible still says in Amos, can two walk together except they be agreed? The Bible still says in 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, for what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion have, amen, light with darkness?
Right.
So we have to understand and keep things in perspective. It doesn't mean that you compromise, amen, or partake or join in, amen, sins, amen, and things that God doesn't like. Amen. Amen. Jesus came in direct contact with sin without being contaminated by it.
That's right.
Amen. He came in direct contact with it, and he was not contaminated by it. So the Bible tells us, amen, listen, amen, you're in the world, but you're not of it.
Right.
Amen. You're in it, amen, because, amen, I need you to be a light to this world.
Right.
But don't you become of the world. Amen, because the scripture let us know, amen, that if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The Bible let us know, amen, to be a friend of the world. Who can finish that? Is to be an enemy of God. I'm almost done. Okay. St. John 15:14, and we're going to end it with this. He's a friend of a wounded heart. He meets you where you are. He knows your secret scars. All the love you're longing for, all the love that you need, it's in Jesus, the friend of a wounded heart. St. John 15:14, what does it say?
Ye are my friends.
He said, ye are my friends.
If you do whatsoever I command you.
If you do whatsoever I command you. Now, Jesus, he is a friend of sinners. He's a friend of sinners.
Yes.
But he said, listen, if you, now, I'm your friend. But if you going to be my friend, because there's a difference.
Right.
You know, you can be a friend to someone and they're not a friend to you. He said, now, in order for you to be my friend, you do whatever I say. Whatever I command. Amen. That's how you prove that you're my friend. Now, we don't want this friendship to be lopsided now, do we? We don't want it to be lopsided. Amen. Jesus is the friend of the sinner. Amen. But if there be any that know not God, amen, if you want to be a friend of Jesus, why don't you come and get your life right with God? He said, listen, amen, if you're going to be my friend, do whatever I command you. Amen. Jesus, friend of sinners. My brother.